Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We knew that they were going to have a farewell tour. We knew that that tour was squelched because of COVID. We did not know that Rascal Flatts broke up until it's been confirmed over the weekend. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Welcome to our show. Welcome to the start of a work week. Hope you had a great weekend. We'd like to get caught up with you. Missed talking to you the last couple of days.
On the chilly side today, highs mainly in the 60s, might eke out a 70 here or there, and a high wind warning for the mountains and deserts as well.
I'm moving on.
So I wonder if the last time Gary LaVox and Rascal Flatts performed that song, they literally meant that they were moving on. But that was the word we heard over the weekend. Rascal Flatts is done. They broke up.
Well, and it seems that it was because Joe Don Rooney quit. It doesn't sound like it was a mutual thing that happened. Gary LaVox sat down with People magazine to talk about it, saying that he wasn't happy that Joe Don quit. He said he hates the fact that they didn't get to do the farewell tour. He said, listen, it was hard enough to wrap our head around our farewell tour got canceled by the pandemic. But he says, quote, I can't stand the fact that it feels there's no closure with something that we've been so blessed with and that will always be in my heart.
Frankly, I'm shocked. But then when you look back at things, you could kind of see that there was trouble within the band. When we talked to Jay DeMarcus in June, he didn't seem too enthusiastic about things then.
Yeah, you know, I mean, last year sucked for everybody, and you're right. It does feel like we've been stuck here for 13, 14 years. And I think one of the great things about the pandemic is that it forced us to take stock of a lot of things that really, really are the most important things in our lives, and things maybe that we worried about or were concerned with before maybe aren't as important as we once thought they were. And certainly being in front of people and missing doing our music together is one of those things. And unfortunately, we were at a place to where we had committed to other things. We were supposed to be off by now. Gary's got some solo projects I know that he's been working really, really hard on. So we're all kind of scattered right now.
That happened in June, and it was over Zoom, and mm-hmm. it was evident in Jay's face that something was bothering him when it came to talking about that. We thought at the time, because Jay DeMarcus had recently lost his father, that might have been what he was talking about as far as things not seeming as important as they once were, and maybe that's part of it, but maybe he was also talking about the band. Maybe it was an important thing then, and now they just felt, this is not that important anymore. Maybe that's what he was alluding to.
Maybe.
Also throw in the fact that Joe Don gets arrested last month for OUI, and now Gary comes out and says, yeah, I hate that Joe Don quit. That's the first time we've heard that that's exactly mm-hmm. what happened. I don't think there's any less interest in the in the farewell tour now. I think people would be actually even thirstier for it since it was taken away.
Yeah, well, and now it's not going to happen. So,
fans of Rascal Flatts, I mean, fingers crossed they'll get back to where they wanted to be, and maybe they'll start thinking, okay, we have some unfinished business. But in the meantime, it doesn't look like, I mean,
no.
they're officially broken up. There is no more Rascal Flatts.
Well, and here's the thing. That's where they were going to go eventually, and it just is maybe just a bad way to end it, but that's it. Because they were doing a farewell tour for a reason.
I genuinely feel bad for the guys. We've known them since Tam and I have been a partnership mm-hmm. together. In fact, mm-hmm. they're kind of our first band that we met and hung out with. We helped fundraise for Wisconsin firefighters with Rascal Flatts. in a parking lot at Walmart.
Yeah.
We watched them play our first show. They barely had enough songs to do an entire set. As a matter of fact, they opened and closed with their song Praying for Daylight. Yeah. I had never seen that before.
Yeah, it was, it is. But everything runs its course and everything runs its time, and this just seems to be that.
Thanks for the music, boys. Especially that wonderful afternoon a few years back when you stopped by a John and Tammy New Country Pickin' Parlor and wowed us with an off-the-cuff rendition of Life is a Highway.
I've never known what those verses say. I have no idea what they say. Okay, here's what the verse sounds like to me. The blood that tipped up inside this town, and we get my down in this all around. Again and now I can never live. Hit this one and then these other hands. That's all I get in that whole verse.
Yeah, I know.
What does it say?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense anyway.
It doesn't.
Something about Vancouver's lights and knock me down and get up again.
Time left the day.
And everybody knows this part.
Life is a highway. I'm going to ride it all night long.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.